Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel. Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel. We left off Ayin Beis and Beis. We actually left off five lines from the bottom, 2 lines before the two dots. We left off right when the Gemara gets back to the subject of the materials for the Mishkan. Maisa Reikim, the Pasuk says, Maisa Reikim, first words on the line. Maisa Reikim, what does that mean? Maisa Cheshev. It says in the Pasuk, both Maisa Reikim, it's an embroiderer, and Maisa Cheshev, the work of a designer. Amar Belezer, She Reikim B'makim Shecheshvim. What this means is, they would embroider the cloth in the spot where they had marked where the design should be. That's where they would do embroidery. It's one shot. Tanish Reikim B'chem, the second shot, Reikim Maisa Machad. Reikim means embroidery, which is needlework. L'fikach parts of Echon, which would only have one face, one side. Cheshev, Maisa, Cheshev is the work of a weaver. It's a weaver's designer work. The Fikash Dei Pratsofis, which would come out, you would have actually a design on both sides of the cloth. It would have two faces, it would be on both sides of the cloth. Okay, we said the Mishnah Be'il Neshalim Burmetum. We said in these 8 begadim, the Kohen Gadol would be able to consult the Urvetumim for advice. Guess Urvetumim. Urvetumim came, Amar, he said as follows. He came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said as follows: Begadim shekayin gadol mishabesh bem. Begadim that the kain gadol wears, the shemayin begadim, mashuach mechama mishabesh bem. Also, the mashuach mechama, the kain that was anointed to lead Klai Yisrael in battle, he would give the speeches, he would give the inspiration. He was called the kain of mashuach. He also would wear the 8 begadim. So what it means is, when he would do a vayda in the base of English, he would wear shemayin begadim like a kain gadol. Shenemar uvigdei kadosh asher la'aron. You levan of achar. The pasuk says the bidya kodesh, which are to Aaron, which is the 8 begadim that Aaron wears, should be to his banav acharav. Now, typically, banav are acharav. The word acharav, Rashi explains, is extra. What's the word acharav teaching me? Lemisha babagdul acharav. Anyone who comes after him in gadul, not just his children who are the kain gadol, anyone who comes to gadul acharav, namely, for our purposes, coming to include even the mashuach mechama, also wears the shemayin begadim. So Rav Dimi's chiddush is that a mashuach mechama also wears, he dons the full 8 begadim when he does avodah. Maser v'adabrava es. V'amla kedi, some say it's kedi. Kedi is either the name of a person, or kedi means literally we have no name. It's anonymous. Who asked this question? He asked from the following memra. Yachli yeh b'nai shal kum b'mashuach b'chama m'shamash tachtov. K'derech shal b'nai shal kain gadol m'shamash tachtov. One may think that the son of the m'shamash b'chama takes his place the same way the son of a kain gadol, who's fit, obviously, takes the place of a kain gadol. One may think that just like the son takes over the place of the father, kain gadol, so too the son takes over the place of the father, kain m'shamash b'chama, top of ayin gimel min aleph. Tabalei m'ashiv yitam yub b'shem kain gadol. Tachtav mebanav. It says in the pasuk, for 7 days afterwards, he'll wear the begadim, who's this? The one who takes over from his sons. Ashiyavet el ayam mayed. The one who will enter the ayam mayed. We dash as follows. Mishar elav el ayam mayed, dafka by the one who's fit to go to the ayam mayed, named the kain gadol, who wears the shemayin begadim, who's fit to go to the ayam mayed, dafka by him does the son take over. But, the kain mashuach mechama, who's not fit to go to the mayan, over here, this idea, this concept of the son taking over, doesn't apply. But according to Rav Dimi, that the kain mashuach mechama was wearing shemayin begadim, the kain mashuach mechama is taka fit. He's fit to go to the mayan, so the charif does meet the criteria, so his son should also take over. So again, in this memra, we're darshing the pasuk that this that we say that the son takes over is only by a kain gadol, because only by a person who's fit to go l'ayel mayed do we have this concept of the son taking over, and that seemingly is excluding the mashuach b'chama who's not fit to go l'ayel mayed, therefore the son doesn't take over. But according to Rav Dimi, where the mashuach b'chama wears shemayin begadim, a kain who's wearing shemayin begadim is fit to go into the ayel mayed. So why would the son not take over? It's a raya that he doesn't wear the shemayin begadim. V'misa says the Gemara mechzichazi, if you say that the kain mashuach b'chama wears shemayin begadim throughout the year when he does avoda, he's also fit to go into the mixichazi. He's theoretically fit to go into the ayel mayed, into the kodesh kedashim, like the kain gadol. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hachikamar. Here's how you have to read the drasha of the pasuk that we just poured down. It's called she'ikim mishichas la mayed. You're right. Even according to Rav Dimi, the mashuach b'chama is wearing eight begadim. Theoretically, he'd be fit, but that's not his ikur anointment. His ikur anointment, his ikur purpose was to be mashuach b'chama, was to be for the war. It wasn't to be going to Yamayit. Whereas the kain gadol is exactly opposite. His ikur b'chama is his ikur mashicha is to be anointed to be the kain who's fit to wear the shemayin begadim and to always, or at least Yom Kippur, but to be fit to go into the kodesh hakodashim. That was actually his anointment. Says the Gemara, Hachi kamar kol she'ikar mishichas l'mayin yatzazeh, that excludes the mashuach b'chama, she'ikar mishichas l'mechama, his ikar mishichas v'mechama and not to go into the Ayel Mayan. Okay, so we had one question of Rav Dimi, and we deflected the question. Again, Rav Dimi had said that the Kohen Mishloach Melchama wears Shperet Begadim. We brought a question that's mashma from this drasha, from this brisa, that the Mishloach Melchama does not wear Shperet Begadim because it says he's not fit, lovey, el mayed. And the Mara's answer is he's technically fit, but that wasn't his ikar purpose. So he's fit because he wears, like Rav Dimi says, perhaps he wears Shperet Begadim, but it wasn't his ikar purpose, and therefore, the drasha of the Ban of Achrav taking over wouldn't apply by Mishloach Melchama. That's question answer number one. Question number two on Rav Dimi, Meisvei. And then we're going to quote now a relatively long brisa to bring out the point that the Mishloach Melchama did not wish Shperet Begadim. Meisvei, Mishloach Melchama in B'Shamash Lei B'Arba, Kikayin Hedyet, Lei B'Shperet Begadim Gadol. The Mishloach Melchama does not wear four Begadim. He doesn't wear the four begadim like a regular kain idiot, nor does he wear eight begadim like a kain gadol. Very clearly, sorry, this is a quick question. The next price is going to be long. This is a short price, but it's very clear that the Mishloach Melchama does not wear shmen begadim. Now it also says he doesn't wear either four begadim. So Amalei Abaye El Zarmashalei, the Gemara has a problem with the price itself. You tell me he doesn't wear shmen begadim, but doesn't wear four begadim. What does he wear? El Zarmashalei, making him like a zar. L'chayre, he's not a kain at all. He doesn't wear four or eight. Ella. Rather, what must it be? Kikayin Gadol, Mishim Eva, Kikayin Hedyet, Mishim Amakayit, Shlomimidan. So Abaye says it must be, really, he should be wearing eight. He doesn't wear eight, you know why? Because Eva. Else Eva doesn't wear eight Begadim because the Kayin Gadol himself will have a little bit of animosity towards another Kayin who's wearing Shmayin Begadim and can cause a little friction. So therefore, he's technically supposed to be wearing eight, like Rav Dimi says, he just doesn't wear else Eva. And why does he need to let him wear four? He doesn't wear four because it's Mamakai Shalom Reed, you don't go down Kedusha, and since he's fit to wear eight, it doesn't pass for him to wear four. So therefore he doesn't wear 4 8, not because he's not fit for any of them, rather he's fit for eight, else the Eve, else the animosity, the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't wear the eight. So really the Mara is responding in defense of Rav Dimi that Rav Dimi had said that the Kohen Mishloach Melchama wears eight begadim. The answer is yes, he does. He's supposed to wear eight begadim. And this Bryce was saying he does not because of Eva. The obvious question is, okay, what type of answer is this? Lemaisa, Rav Dimi's in Amira saying that he wears eight, and we already have from Bryce's that he doesn't. Good, the reason is else Eva, but Lemaisa he doesn't. So when is Rav Dimi's statement relevant when that the Kohen Mishloach Melchama wears eight if else Eva, he's not going to wear it anyway? Right, so the first one were very bothered. It's a very nice answer that Rav Dimi's din is technically correct, but it's not Lemaisa. Rav Dimi is in Amira quoting it in Lemaisa, and it's not Lemaisa because in the Brisa already say that he doesn't wear the eight because of Eva. So the Siach Yitzchak says one beautiful afkamin. He says yes, Rav Dimi's din is still legeya. It's only a problem of Eva when there's a kain gadol. Let's say the kain gadol dies and they haven't reinstated, they haven't appointed a new kain gadol. So there's no one right now to have Eva from the Mishloach Melchama. In that time period, Mishloach Melchama will wear eight. So Rav Dimi was just saying that the ikur din is the Mishloach Melchama is supposed to wear eight. Could be technically doesn't wear it else Eva, but in case where Eva's not relevant, he would be able to wear eight. So Rav Dimi's din would still be relevant. That is the Siach Yitzchak's explanation of how it could still be negeya. Okay. I'm going to add the Rava. You have a question?
About this whole eight begadim. Maybe he wears Shemayin begadim when he goes out to Melcham.
Adrabah, the way they learn it is that the Iker, when we discuss him wearing eight begadim, it's specifically when he does Avodah. I don't know if it's a steerit when he goes to Melchama, but when he's doing Avodah for sure, that's the ikur. That's how they write the version, write it up, that he wears eight begadim when he does Avodah. Again, I don't know if it means to the exclusion of when he goes out to Melchama, but certainly that's the simple.
So this last quarter of an Amid didn't deal with when he goes out to Melchama. You don't know anything for this quarter of an Amid.
Right. Right. It could be with the same thing. I noticed anything particular. Maybe I missed it, but I noticed anything particular about when he goes to Melchama. Amevad Rava LaRava. Hai Tanad Lesa Eva. Vilei Kamishamish. Ask Rav Ad Rava to Rava, but we have a problem still, because we clearly have a Tana. This is the long Brisa I was referring to a couple moments ago. We clearly have a longer Brisa where the Tana is not worried about Eva. He's not worried about Eva, and still he says the Mishloach Melchama does not wear Shperet Begadim. Again, our response, why in the prior Brisa, why the Mishloach Melchama doesn't wear Shperet Begadim was because of Eva. But we have a Tana who's clearly not worried about Eva in general. We see he's not concerned about Eva, and yet he says the Mishloach Melchama only wears four begadim. So you're back to the question of Dimi. Where do we see this? The Tanya Mudra writes as follows: Dvarim Shabbeinu Kain Gadol Kain Hedyet. Here are the distinctions, the differences between a Kain Gadol versus a regular Kain. Par Kain Mashiach. The Goyin and even Rashi really takes out this verse, those first three words. Let's start from Par Bal Kol Mitzvos. Par Kol Mitzvos. That's a par that comes from mistaken Psak, and Klai Yisrael is over on Isser based on a mistake of Sak. So you bring a parab baka mitzvahs, or also known as a parab davar shetzibur. Uparim kippur, the parim kippur, vasir seifa, the daily seifa offering. Again, these are all brought by kain gadol and not brought by kain hedya. Leipareya, another chilik between kain gadol versus kain hedya is a kain gadol leipareya. He doesn't leave his hair uncut during avelos, as opposed to kain hedya who does. Leipareim, he doesn't rip his clothing. We'll see. He doesn't. Next words. He doesn't rip his clothing in the regular way from up high, rather he rips it from the bottom, from the seam, from the hem at the bottom, not from the top. Whereas Vahedja Mamala Hedja rips it in the normal way from the top, he rips the begun from the top like any other member of Klal Yisrael. So again, Kohen Gadol is not letting his hair grow long and not ripping from the top, he's only ripping his beged from the bottom. Vein Matam Lekoiviv, Kohen Gadol does not become Tam at his relatives, close relatives, because we know the only person that Kohen Gadol is Matam for, of course, is a mace mitzvah. Can yes be Matam to the seven closest relatives. Umitzavel Basula, Kohen Gadol is Mitzvah to marry a Basula. He should only marry a girl who's never had relations. Umuzal Amana, and he's also has an Isser to marry an Amana, which again, seemingly sound a bit repetitive, but it's not, because you can have a woman who is married who's still a Basula. She's as a din of an Amana, so a Kohen Gadol is Mitzvah to marry both a Basula and a woman who was never married before, whereas a Kohen Hedjit can marry a Ba'ula, can marry a woman who's an Amana, as long as she's not a Grusha, Kohen Hedjit's fine. Umachzer Tzerteach, the death of the Kohen Gadol is Machzer Tzerteach from the Ari Miklat. Umakrav Einan, and a Kohen Gadol is Makrev while he's an Einan, Ve'ina Eichel, but he can't eat while he's an Einan. So he can be Makrev, as opposed to Kohen Hedjit, you can't be Makrev, but he doesn't eat while he's an Einan. Ve'ina Eichelik, he doesn't take a portion, again, of the Karbonas while he was an Einan. V'nei Techelik Breish, but in general, Kohen Gadol, we had this earlier in the Masechta, he can take a Chelik Breish, he can go take a portion of any carbon he wants, Umakrev Chelik Breish, and he can offer any portion of the carbon he wants. He always can cut the line. We had this earlier in the Masechta regarding the Payasas, which actually we'll get back to shortly, Payasas with the lotteries that were drawn for the different Kohen Avodah. Kohen Gadol always gets to just butt in the line and do whatever he wants, do whichever avodah he wants, take whichever chelik he wants. He always gets to do that as opposed to kohen hedyot. Umeshamish b'shmoneh kelim, he's meshamish does avodah with eight begadim as opposed to four begadim of the kohen hedyot. Upatar tumas mikdash yashav, and the special din that kohen gadol is putter for accidentally going into the mikdash b'tumah b'chol or touching something of hekdash b'tumah. And all avodas Yom Kippur are only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. Again, this is a reminder, famous machlekes. We discussed this way early in the parak when we discussed about the payasas, and we've brought this machlekes multiple times. When we discussed already way back in the Beis in the Masechta, and when we say that all avodas Yom Kippur are kosher only with the Kohen Gadol, what does that mean? Does that mean the avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur, the exclusive Yom Kippur avodas, or does that mean any avoda on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? Famous machlekes. There's many sheets of Shainim that we touched on, but the two Ikar Shittas we typically quote are the Baal Ma'ar versus Ramban, right? The Baal Ma'ar learns that what it means is that the avodas of what it means is that all of the avodas of Yom Kippur, every last avodah of Yom Kippur was done by the Kohen Gadol, and actually was no need for even a pious on Yom Kippur. There was no need for even for the lotteries on Yom Kippur, to the extent that we actually were bothered in the beginning of the parak that was discussed the different payasas. Why are we discussing over here Masechta Yuma? Why is it coming up? L'chora on Yom Kippur there was no pious, there was no lotteries being drawn because everything was done by the Kohen Gadol. There's no need for a lottery, and the Ma'amar also points out that the payatim, those who wrote that these piyutim that we say on Yom Kippur that refer in the avodah, it refers to the payasas, they must have made a mistake because there were no payasas on Yom Kippur. That is all the Baal Ma'ar Shita. Ramban argues very strongly and says these author of these payatan were gainim. They were gainim, gainim, gainim. There's no way they didn't know about whether or not they made a mistake about there not being payasas on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, there is a parak in Yuma which discusses the payasas. Why is it coming up in Yuma? Why is it coming over here? Isn't it because there were some payasas that took place on Yom Kippur? And Rabban Taka says that the regular daily avodas that happened to be on Yom Kippur as well, the regular daily avodas, those could be performed by a non-kayan, by a non-kayan gadol. Those could be performed by a kayan hedyot, and therefore those would have a payas. It was specifically the avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol had to do. Again, that's the interpretation of these words, that all the avodas of Yom Kippur are kosher only with the Kohen Gadol. Doesn't mean the unique avodas of Yom Kippur, that's what our Baal would learn, or doesn't mean all of Yom Kippur, that's what the Baal Ma'ar would learn. But Kulan Haigas, Beru Begadim. Now, here's the part that we're getting closer to what we need. We're trying to be a raya about the Meshuch Mechama against Rav Dimi. The Kulan Haigas, Beru Begadim. All of these halachas apply to the Merubah Gadim, whether Kohen Gadol was became anointed with Mashiach, or whether he just, there's no Mashiach, but he became a Kohen Gadol via adding, wearing the Shemar Merubah Gadim. All these dinim apply, chutzpah parabah encompasses. Except for the din of Pam Dov Shasibar, that only applies to Mashiach Mechama, doesn't apply to a Kohen, that's only a Merubah Gadim, that only became a Kohen Gadol via wearing the Shemar Merubah Gadim. The Kul Naegis Mashiach Shavar, and all these dinim above apply to Mashiach Shavar, that means a Kohen Gadol who was out of office. He was usually the case would be where the Kohen Gadol got absolved. There was a temporary Kohen Gadol that took over, and he was in his place for a bit. And then when the original Kohen Gadol comes back, the second one is called the Mashiach Shavar. He's a Kohen Gadol who practices the Kohen Gadol, but he's no longer in the position. He has all these dinim that we just discussed, except for Chutzpah Parim Kippur. If he doesn't mean the Parim Kippur, the current sitting Kohen Gadol does that, and he doesn't mean the Siyasefa daily. Again, the current sitting Kohen Gadol does that as well. But everything else applies to the Mashiach Shavar. The Kulan Ein Noyhagas, and all these things listed above are not noyig by Mashiach Mechama, by the Mashiach Mechama, chutz mechamisha dvar mamur b'parsha, except for the five things said in the parsha specifically that still apply to Mashiach Mechama. What are those? Like Perea, he doesn't let his hair grow long from morning, like Perim, Hitaka doesn't rip his beged also morning from above, rather from below, v'lemetamach karevim, he also is on top of the seven close relatives, u'metzavah p'sul mezalam amana, and he's also mezavah to marry a p'sula, and as a lav against marrying an amana, umachzer as retzeach divyud v'chamem ein machzer. This last one is machlekes whether his death takes the retzeach out of the Ari Miklat, according to Rav Yehuda, does, according to Chamim, it doesn't. But the point is as follows. We see very clear in the Braisa that the Tana is not concerned about Eva, because he said already about the Kain Sha'avar, he has other kind of Gedalim wearing Shemayin Begadim, with no problem that it's going to affect his animosity with the current sitting Kain Gadol. He's not worried about Eva. Yet when it comes to the Meshulach Mechama, he says all these things are not Nayig. All these things that are listed above not Nayig, including wearing the Shemayin Begadim, all these things are not Nayig, besides for the five that are listed. But wearing the Begadim is not listed. So wearing the Begadim, according to this price very clearly, the Mashiach Mechama does not wear Shemayin Begadim, and you cannot tell me the reason he's not wearing Shemayin Begadim is because of Eva, because this Tana wasn't concerned about the Eva when the other Kohanim Gedalim, the Mashiach Sha'avar, this Tana was not concerned that the Mashiach Sha'avar shouldn't wear Shemayin Begadim because it's going to create Eva with the sitting Kohen Gadol. You see clearly he's not worried about Eva, and still the Mashiach Mechama is not wearing Shemayin Begadim. Answers the Gemara, we see Mashiach Mechama doesn't wear Shemayin Begadim, says the Gemara, no, really, this Tana agrees to Eva, but it depends when. A Kohen Gadol who has another Kohen Gadol who's no longer serving, but was a Kohen Gadol, since it's on his level, so to speak, it's on his wavelength, he's also a Kohen Gadol. There's no Eva, there's no animosity. You can hear opposite, but there's no animosity if this other Kohen Gadol is wearing Shemayin Begadim, because it's someone on his playing field. Whereas Mashiach Mechama, which is not Mamash on his level, if he's also wearing Shemayin Begadim, that would cause Eva. Says the Gemara, Kiles the Eva, but the Kavase. He has no Eva against someone who's equal to him in status. Another Kohen Gadol who happens to be, obviously now he's sitting, and not practicing because the original Kohen Gadol came back, but he's on the same level. He also served as the Kohen Gadol. However, but the Zutamine, a Kohen Mashiach Mechama, who is not really ever on this level, he's at a lower level, for him, Islay, there still is Eva. For the Kohen Mashiach Mechama, there still be Eva. So again, the Gemara is essentially answering, like we said before, the answer of Eva, that Rav Dimi's halach is correct. Mashiach Mechama really is supposed to wish Shemayin Begadim. Why in practice does the Mashiach Mechama not wish Shemayin Begadim? Because of Eva, we're saying it's Eva of the Kohen Gadol. And again, we said if that's the case, these are really, again, another Bryce is speaking. If it's a Bryce, that means at the end of the day, by the time the Amram came around, I mean, it wasn't necessarily Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gedalim at that time anyway, but theoretically, the Kohen Mashiach was already removed from wearing begadim because of Eva. So what's Rav Dimi's memra? Again, we said before, for Siyach Yitzchak, the memra could be relevant theoretically in the case the Kohen Gadol dies and you didn't replace the Kohen Gadol yet. So there's no sitting Kohen Gadol. In that time period, the Mashiach Mechama would be Shemayin Begadim because then there's no Eva. But Enecharami, as long as it's a Kohen Gadol, because of Eva, we have this price, the prior price as well. Als Eva, the Mashiach Mechama would never wear Shemayin Begadim when there's a Kohen Gadol sitting because it would create a problem of animosity, a problem of Eva. Now, Taisa has a bomb kasha. We just said in this price, that the din that when the Kohen Gadol dies, the people in Ar Miklat, they get to go free. So that applies also to the Kohen Sha'avar, a Mashiach Sha'avar, a Kohen Gadol that was anointed that is no longer practicing because the original Kohen Gadol came back, Or I keep saying that, or the case could be where this Kohen Gadol, for whatever reason, retired. He was no longer able to perform the Avodah, and someone took his place, but he's still alive. The point is, when you have a Kohen Gadol that was a Kohen Gadol, was no longer practicing, who's still alive, his death would also bring about, he wears the Shemana Begadim, he has everything like Kohen Gadol, besides for the problem of the Shetzibar, and besides for the Asir's Eifa, everything else, he's like Kohen Gadol, and when he dies, the people in Ar Miklat go free. And we even had a machlaikis about the Kohen Shech Muhammad. That maybe the Kohen Shech Muhammad also, when he dies, Rav Yehuda says, also people in Ar Miklat go free. Chum say, no, for him, people don't go free. But we have at least one option, maybe two other options, besides the sitting Kohen Gadol's death. We have two other people whose death can bring, to take the person out of Ar Miklat. So if you, with that in mind, ask Tosfos from the Gemara Makos Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Makos Daf Yud Aleph discusses a few scenarios where a person is chayav galus and he can never get out. One of the cases are, let's say, a Kohen Gadol Sharag, right? The Kohen Gadol that kills, or someone who kills the Kohen Gadol. In both those cases, the Kohen Gadol that kills, or someone kills the Kohen Gadol, that person can't go out of Lembus because the murder was committed at a time where there's no Kohen Gadol. There's no Kohen Gadol. Either he himself is the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol, he just murdered the Kohen Gadol, but he'll never go out of Ar Miklat. He won't be able to go free. That is the din brought down in Makos Daf Yud Aleph, as Tosfos, the Chayyim, very shtak agasha, that what do you mean? This other itzis. What happened to the Mashuach Shavar? The Mashuach Shavar's death also brings about the person of Ar Miklat going free. What about the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least, what about the Mashuach Muhammad? So his first answer is that when the Kohen Gadol himself kills, since he's the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol himself can't, he's the Iker. So sitting Kohen Gadol cannot rely on the Mashuach Shavar to his death to let himself go free. Interesting idea. Since he's the Kohen Gadol, he needs, even though we're saying that Mashuach Shavar's death normally sets the other people that are Miklat free, the Kohen Gadol himself, if he would not be able to rely on that perhaps. Today's second tarot is more simple, is Enechrami. In a case where there was a Mashuach Muhammad, in a case where there was a Mashuach Sha'avar, there was another Kohen Gadol who's now retired, who's not practicing. And a Chami, if that existed, that would be a ticket out of Ar Miklat for the Kohen Gadol that killed, or a person that killed the Kohen Gadol. We're just, that Gemara was talking about a scenario where there wasn't more than just one basic Kohen Gadol. There wasn't not a Mashuach Muhammad, and there was not a Mashuach Sha'avar, and therefore the option doesn't apply. But Enechrami, had they been there, it would have been another ticket out for the person in Ar Miklat. Now the Michas Chinuch has a Ara, that Bechlal, the second base of Middash, very hard to fathom that there was at all any more a Mashuach Muhammad. Why? We know there's three ways to become a Kohen Gadol. We actually spoke out to them today already. One way is Mashiach. One way is Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol gets anointed. Another way is Meruba Begadim. We spoke out that the Meruba Begadim is no different than a Kohen Mashuach if they didn't have the Mashiach oils, but he wears the Shemana Begadim like a Kohen Gadol. That's a second way to become a Kohen Gadol. The third way is to do it by Vaida. Avaidasa Mechanacha, doing that Vaida to the Kohen Gadol, that's Mechanachim to be the Kohen Gadol. Sounds like even if he wouldn't have Shemana Begadim for that reason, if he only has four Begadim, but if he's doing that Vaida of the Kohen Gadol, that is Mechanachim to be Kohen Gadol. There's three different ways for a person to become a Kohen Gadol, to be established, a status of Kohen Gadol, either by being anointed, wearing all the Shemana Begadim, or by doing the Avodah of a Kohen Gadol. Now, let's try to apply these to the Mashuach Muhammad. So, Mashiach oil, we know by the second base of Middash was gone. That's one of the things that buried early in this Masechta. That was buried, the arm was buried, the man was buried, different things were since Enes Haman, different things were buried, including the oil, anointing oil. So that didn't exist, that option's gone. And now, we're saying according to this Braisa, that the Mashuach Muhammad did not wear Shemana Begadim. We say, could be Zalz. Eva purposes, we're trying to defend Rav Dimi, but the Maisei didn't wear Shemana Begadim. So wearing Shemana Begadim is not an option either. And then here's what the Mechassidim makes a little bit of a jump. And doing the Avaidasa Melchanchan, what, getting up to give a speech in front of the Am, it wouldn't be considered enough of an Avaida to establish a status. I thought that was interesting. I wasn't sure why, actually. But Mechassidim says, it's understandable that Kohen Gadol does Avaida. His Avaida of a Kohen Gadol is Mechanachim. But the Mashuach Muhammad, what type of Avaida is he doing as Mashuach Muhammad that his Avaida is giving Mechanachim? Is that such an Avaida? And therefore, there would be no way for it to have Mashuach Muhammad in the second Beis Hamikdash. Very difficult to come up with a scenario had there even was one. We have Sukkim quoting different people historically that seemed to have been Mashuach Muhammad in those times. It was just a token. It wasn't a real Mashuach Muhammad. It was more of a token idea. It wasn't real. Okay, says the Gemara. Yosef Avo v'kamar l'shmait. Avo is sitting over and saying over this member of Rav Dimi that a Kohen Gadol who is Mashuach Muhammad, he wears Shemaita Begadim. He was saying in Mashmeit Rabbi Yechonon. He said name Rabbi Yechonon. Adrinu Rav Ami Rav Asi l'payo. And Rav Ami Rav Asi, they turned their face away in disapproval, meaning they didn't believe that Rabbi Yechonon said such a member. Okay, that's version number one. Version number two, the same story. Igadami Rabbi Chibra Abba Amra. Some say it was Rabbi Chibra Abba who was saying it over in Beichana's name. It wasn't Rabbi Vo. It was Rabbi Chibra Abba. And the same story for Avadunu Rabbami for Vasa Alapaya. When they heard Rabbi Chibra Abba say it, they turned their face away to demonstrate that they didn't agree that Rabbi Yechanan had said it, but they didn't speak up against it. Ask the Gemara, Maskar Vav Bishlam Ravo. It's understandable if it was Ravo. If you go to the first version of the story, that's Ravo who's the author of this. It makes sense why they didn't speak up and say it's not true. They just turned their face away to show their disapproval, but they didn't speak up. Bishlam Yaakov the Kaiser, because Rabbi Vo was from the house of the Kaiser and the Caesar, and he was held in high regard in the circles of the Caesar, and therefore has respect for the Caesar. They don't want to go argue on Rabbi Vo directly. They just turn their face away to show the disapproval, but they don't want to argue, else they don't want to be disrespectful. Why did they tell him that? Let him just say explicitly that Rabbi Yechon didn't say this, and therefore it must be that the correct version of the story was Rabbi Vo was relaying it in front of Rabbi Vasi, and not Rabbi Chibra, because had it been Rabbi Chibra, they would have rejected it outright. Okay. Kiyasar Ravin Amar Nishalatmar. When Rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that it wasn't the halacha that the Kain Gadol, who was Mishob Chama, wears Epigadim, was discussed regarding the Ur Vitumim. Meaning it wasn't discussed so much about the Shemana Begadim. It was discussed whether we're using him. We spoke out in the Mishnah about asking questions for the Ur V'Tumim, Esbiyayde Melech, Oyde Kohen Gadol. It's discussing in that context whether when he's coming to inquire for the Ur V'Tumim. Says the Gemara, Taka, a rice that backs us up, Tanya Melchi, Begadim, Shemana Begadim, Mesham Shemem, Meshu B'Chama Nishemem. When the Shemana Begadim that Kohen Gadol wears does avoid the general, the Meshu B'Chama now is saying is not wearing it for avoid the purposes. And again, laser to your question from before, seems like we're not bringing over here b'chlal about wearing it out in the battlefield. It's more a question of when you do avoda. Says the Gemara over here that is when is he wearing it specifically when he comes to be nishal for the Ur V'Tumim. That's when the discussion was: does he wear the Shemana Begadim? We said he can be nishal. Is he wearing Shemana Begadim or not? But that's not legabe necessarily avoda, more legabe nishal, which is going to be a nice segue into our next discussion. Says the Gemara, Tana Banan Ketzat Shailin. How did they consult over to him? Hashel part of klapi nishal. The shayl faces the nishal, which Rashi learns it's literally face to face. The shayl is facing. Let's say the melech is asking the questions, or the head of Sanhedrin asks the question. He faces the one that's being asked, namely the kohen gadol is wearing. On his right, wearing the Ur V'Tumim on his body, so the shayl faces the nishal. The nishal klapi shechina, and the nishal is facing the shechina. So it's like the nishal is facing towards where the shechina is. The kohen gadol is facing towards the shechina, and the shayl is facing towards the kohen gadol. That's how Rashi learns. However, I forget if it was I sort of brought down if it was from Rambam or Ramban, but whoever it was argued and said, I think it's Ramban, argued and said that what it means is actually the nishal. They're both facing the same direction. The shayl is facing almost like the back of the nishal, and the nishal then, which is the kohen gadol, faces the shechina. So they're both facing the same direction. It's not face to face. The simple mashmash about Gemara, klape sounds like face to face. A shayl pun of klape nishal. It sounds face to face like Rashi, but the Ramban, I believe it is, argues and says that no, it's face to back, and then again, face of the kohen gadol towards the shechina. Okay, says the Gemara further.
Naked.
Sorry?
Face to face would be connected. Klapi is like next.
Maybe. Erechami. Hashael. Aimer. The shell says, Erdef Achre Gedud Hazeh, should I go after this army, this battle? Vanishal, Aimer, and this will respond, Kayamar Hashem, Alev Eslech, yes, go up and be. You'll be triumphant. You don't have to say Kayam Hashem. You don't have to say that the Ur V'Tumim spoke out Kayam Hashem. Obviously, the Ur V'Tumim is talking. That is Hashem talking. You don't need the Kayam Hashem element. Okay. Ain't Shalom Bakol. You don't ask in a loud voice. It says you should inquire of him. Sounds like, you know, in a quiet, private type of voice. But you don't think about it in your heart either. You don't just think about it and expect a response. You do have to verbalize it. So it's not loud. It's not quiet. What is it like? Like the way Chana said in Tefillah, Chana said in Davening. Chana was Medaris Aliba. Famous. We learn from this that lush in the pasuk of there by Chana Tefillah Chana how we're supposed to daven until today. We daven Shpanesrei where we daven that the lush of pasuk is her lips were moving but her voice wasn't heard. Right? She davened in a whisper. That's how we daven Shpanesrei. It's supposed to be Mashmila Aznei that your own ears could hear. Of course, your own ears are supposed to be able to hear, but not more than that. Not more. That not to people around you. He's supposed to verbalize the words, but it's supposed to be still very quiet. Says that, and that's how they interacted with the Urim V'Tumim. You don't ask for two matters at once. And even if one would ask for two matters at once, you'd only get a response on one of them. And which one would you get a response on? The first one, Shnemar, Hayaskruni Bale Kila Biyade Hayaret Shail. So the question, there's a double question. Will the leaders of Kila be delivered? Will the leaders of Kila deliver me into his hand? And will Shaul descend? There was two questions. Hashem said to him, Yehrin, he'll descend. So he answered only one of the questions. But the obvious problem is, he only answered the second question, sounds like. We said before that the Urim V'Tumim, if he gets two questions, he only answers one, and only answers the first one. Here, David HaMelech was given a response to Vayim Hashem Yerid, he will descend. That was the second question. Yerid Shol, will you Shol descend? And the answer is yes, he will descend. But he didn't answer the first question. He's supposed to answer the first, not the second. Answer the Gemara, David Shol, Tavim Beis, Shleik Seder. David really asked out of order. What David should have asked first was about the Yerid Shol, if Shol would come down, and therefore the Urim V'Tumim, which answered only one question, answered that question, because that should have been the first question. The response was in the correct order. The Kivish Yad Shol, Shleik Seder. And once he understood, he asked out of the order, Chazav Shol Kaseder, he then went and asked in the proper order. Yes, the leaders of Kila will deliver. They will deliver them into your hands. Now, if it's something that's urgent and needs two responses, then both questions will be answered simultaneously. If it's an urgent matter and both questions are legitimate, then you will get two answers at once. What's the case? What's the proof to that? Should I pursue this army and will I overtake them? And Hashem said back, yes, pursue them and you'll surely overtake them. Right? You could have understood this really two parts of the same question. Should I fight them and will I be successful? Lemaisa is two separate questions. And we're saying in a case where it's very relevant and time sensitive, yes, you will get an answer to both those questions at once. Alphabishi Khazaris Navi Khazaris says the Gemara a klal, even though the Gzer of Navi can be Khazir, the classic example Rashi brings is by the Gzer by Yaina. Yaina, he said over that there was a Gzer of Nineveh, and yet it could be withdrawn. Lamaisli the Tshuva and the Gzer of the city of Nineveh was against Nineveh was taken back. Gzeres Urim V'Tumim ain't a chazeres. A gzeres Urim V'Tumim can never be withdrawn. Shnemar became mishpat urim. It's a mishpat urim. It's final. Lamanek mishpat urim v'tumim. What's called urim v'tumim? Urim shema urim es tevayim. The urim is from the lashon of lighting up because they light up they enlighten with their words. Tumim shema shlimis tevayim, and tumim is because they fulfill their words. Like we just said a minute ago that even a b'surah for a negative. Like destroying Nineveh, right? That basura was undone. The teshuva, a basura that comes from negative from the Urim V'Tumim, that will always come to fruition. It will not be undone. From time I give us Binyamin, if that's the case, so why give us Binyamin to the Urim V'Tumim not completely fulfill the words? That's of course the famous story of the Pelegish. That's the famous story of the Pelegish Begiva, right? So over there, they asked the Urim V'Tumim. Actually, they asked him once, should we go to war? And he said yes. They asked again, should we go to war? He said yes, but both those times when they went to war, the people were very unsuccessful. They went to war Sheb Yemen, and they lost a lot of people. And then finally, on the third time, they asked, should we go to war? And will we be successful? And the Urim V'Tumim said yes, and Taka, they were successful only by the third time. So he asked the Gemara of Taimar, because Ben Malay Shlimu, it seems like the words didn't come to fruition, because they asked to go to war, and they were told yes to go to war, and they were unsuccessful the first two times. Answers the Gemara, Hemshle Bechino El Imlatzech Imlatzech. The first two times they didn't ask about whether they'd be successful. They just asked if they should go to war, and the answer was yes, because they were supposed to get punished and have people from their side die as well. But when they finally asked whether they'll win or lose, then the Urim V'Tumim said, yes, you're going to win, and then they Taka won. So it was a case where the words of the Urim V'Tumim came to full fruition in all three scenarios. First two times they were supposed to go to war and lose people. The third time they're supposed to go to war and Taka be successful. Shemar, Pinchas, Ben Lazar, Ben Aaron, I'm in the fun of Kaimah Mahim, Lamar, Ha'isif, Oy Lassis, Lamchama, Im Bene Binyamin, Achi, Imechtel, Fayem Rashem, Alu, yes, go up, Ki Machar, Adenu Biadecha. Go up, because tomorrow, that's the third day, you'll be successful. I'll deliver them to your hands. The first 2 days, they were Taka not supposed to be successful. They're supposed to go to war, but not to be successful. Of course, the idea was because the famous story with the Pelegish Begiva was that she was left out, and the people of Binyamin, the Shev Binyamin, had relations with her till she died, and the other Shvatim wanted that the Shev Binyamin should give up the people who did that Vera, that they could be held accountable, they could be punished, and if not, they were going to take it out on the entire Shevet, and that's exactly what happened in that Muhammad. Yeah. So there's a. You know, let's go further. Let's go further. If we have time, then we'll speak a couple of points. Says Gemara further. Case analysis. What? How was it done? How did the umvatum work? Rabbi Yechamar Boltais. The letters would protrude. The letters would protrude to spell out the words, to spell out the answer. Rish Lakish Amar Mistarfus. They actually would join each other to form a response. Either the letters stuck out. They just popped out of the Kohen Gadol of his clothing, or they actually formed. They kind of formed a response. Ask the Gemara, we got a problem. The letters are basically letters of the Shvatim's names. There's letters that are in the alphabet that are not in the Shvatim's names. Says Marvaleksiv Putzadi, we're missing the letter Tzadi in the Shvatim's names. Says the Gayin, it's also missing a Ches and a Kuf. Ches and Kuf also missing for the Shvatim's name. So it's Ches, Kuf, and Tzadi. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Shmuel Mary Yitzchak. Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov K'sivsham. It wasn't just the Shvatim. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov were inscribed there as well. So you get from Avram, of course, from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, you get the Ches, the Tzadi, and the Kuf are all there. In fact, Rav Leksiv Tess, he's still missing the letter Tess. Amrav Achav Yaakov Shifte Yishurin K'sivsham says Shifte Yishurin. The Tess of Shifte is the Tess that's there as well. Meisvei. Answer Markasha. We're saying Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, exactly how the letters appeared on the Urim V'Tumim when there was a response. Meisvei kol kain she'ein medaber Ruach Kodesh, u'shkinu she'er elav, ein she'el l'boi. Any kain who's not medaber Ruach Kodesh, and the Shechina is not she'er on him, he cannot, you don't ask him Urim V'Tumim, because you're not going to get a proper response. She'er yishol tzadik v'alselai, they asked Tzadik, that's by David Melch, and the response was forthcoming. If Yasser was asked, but they asked Yasser, he didn't get a response. Shemar, V'alav Yasser Atayim Kalam. But the point is that there's no response. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Shlakish, either letters protruded, they stuck out, or they actually formed a word. You know, all you have to do is know to read. You don't have to have Ruach Kodesh. All you have to do is know to read in order to be able to get a response. Why are we saying you have to have Ruach Kodesh? Answers Gemara: Suyav Messiah Badayo. The Kohen would help the Urim V'Tumim with his Ruach Kodesh. What exactly does that mean? Some want to say what that means is that Roy V'Shainim learned what it means is that. Answer only came about by the combination of a Kohen Gadol and Ruach Kodesh. Without the Ruach Kodesh, a Kohen Gadol would not elicit a response. Yes, once the response, the letters light up, you could, of course, know the answer, but you wouldn't elicit such a response from the Urim V'Tumim without having a Kohen Gadol who also had Ruach Kodesh. You need to be that Madrega in order for the response to come out of the Urim V'Tumim in the first place. That's what Rav Yishayahu learned. However, Ramban learns that no. That nice Kishmak Abshat, that Ruach Kodesh was needed to decipher and read the word even. When the letters lit up, certainly, or even when the letters were put together, it wasn't necessarily put together in the right order. And we know there aren't so many Hebrew words. Words with the same letters can be read and have very, very different meanings. And therefore, you need Ruach Kodesh of the Kohen Gadol to decipher what the proper way to read the word is. Without the proper way to read the word, even if the letters did light up, that wouldn't be enough. And that's what the Gemara means. See you, and not just time you need is Ruach Kodesh in order for the letters to light up. You need to be able to know how to read it. The Gaon says beautifully, this gets back to the story we touched on earlier in the daf with Chana. Chana was davening, right? And what happened? She was moving your lips only, but not making a sound, which is how we learn. That's how you're supposed to actually approach the Urim V'Tumim. Number one, number two, we learn that's how we daven our Shemar Nesrei till today. Fine, beautiful. But if you look at the psukim over there, Eli was Yachshaveh. Eli thought that what was she? Kishkeira. Eli thought she was a shikker. Says the Gaon, unbelievable, based on this Ramban, that the Urim V'Tumim lit up about Chana, about her behavior, and it said the letters of shikker. The letters of shikker also rearranged properly can be either kasher, kshera, or kisara, like Sarah. She was like Sarah, or she was kshera. Either way, that would be a way of defending her actions. But Eli's first interpretation of it was kishikera, that she was a shikker. Again, that's the exact idea we're talking about over here, that the Ramban's idea of being able to read, interpret the words properly. Says the Gemara. Let's finish the fact and quickly start the Mishnah, and we'll stop. Ancient Elamelech, we said that they would only consult the Urim V'Tumim only for a king, or for Reish Bezdin, for Reish Sanhedrin. Menon Emil, I know this, I'm a Rebbe, Avo, Tamar Krav, Lefnei, Lazar, Kain, Yamid, Vishal, Lai, Mishpati, Urim V'Tumim, and acquire from the Urim V'Tumim, who... We dash for the word who, Zemelech, who refers to a king. By the way, who in the context of it is referring to Yeshua, but Yeshua the status of a king. Who is Zemelech? V'chol b'nei Yisrael, Ita is Zemeshul B'chamah, Zemeshul B'chamah, that's referring to Kamishul B'chamah, V'chol Eidah is Sanhedrin, V'chol Eidah is referring to Sanhedrin. So we know that Tafka, the Sanhedrin, or the Meshach B'chamah, or the Melech, they have the rights to go ask for the word of him. Stam a person with Kaisel, doesn't have rights to go ask for the word of him. Hadrin, Allah, Haba, Allah. We finished the seventh parak. And now we actually get to the eighth parak, which we've mentioned in the past. Now we finally get to what we think of when we think of Yom Kippur. Unfortunately, we don't have Beis Hamikdash, Meheri Yibanim, we should. We don't think so much about the Kabbanas. I mean, of course, we have in our davening, Nesach Tefillah, we have the Seder Avodah and the Musaf. But for the most part, Yom Kippur in our minds, we think of Yom Kippur, we think of the five Inuyim, the fasting, the Tefillahs, the Tshuva, says the Mishnah, Yom Kippurim Aser, the Yom Kippur is Aser in the following: Achilah Shtiyah, eating, drinking, Rechitza, washing one's washing one's hands, really his body, anointing oneself with oil, uvinis sandal, and wearing shoes. There's a machlekes in the Rishonim. Are all five of these issa midraisa? Or everyone who agrees that chishti is clearly you have to fast is also midraisa. But the other inuyim, are they also midraisa? That is the sheet of Ramban, all five midraisa. Sheet of Tesu says that only chishti is midraisa. The other inuyim are rabbinic, they're not midraisa. A melech and a kala can wash their face. A new mother can wear shoes. That is still aser. One who eats the size, what is the shear of being aver, being chayv karas, one who eats the size of a large date, the equivalent of this large date, including the pit. The pit takes a big space within the date. It means the size of the date with the pit, that shear. One drinks a cheekful, that's the shear of being chayv karas for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. All foods are mistarf to make the shear of a large date. All different types of mashkins can be mistarf to make a shear of filling his cheeks. But eating and drinking, you can't have a half a shear of kesefes and half a shear of malalugmav. That is not mistarf. It's got to be all either eating or all drinking. But you're not mistarf the two different types, eating and drinking, to get to a shear. We'll pause over here. Pick up your tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.